Morning.
大家早。
It is really great to be here this morning.
今天很高兴可以在这里。
But I really do need your prayer this morning.
但是我今天特别需要大家的祷告。
My wife and my daughter, they're both sick at home.
我的太太和我的女儿他们都生病在家。
And I'm really just grateful to actually have a voice this morning. I lost it a little bit last night.
我请大家为我祷告，让我今天可以有声音。
So let's pray this morning as we invite the Holy Spirit to come and speak to us in our hearts.
让我们一起低头祷告，邀请圣灵向我们的心说话。
Heavenly Father, thank you for this great morning.
我们的天上的父，感谢你赐给这美好的早晨给我们。
For this is the day that you have made.
这是你所造的天。
And let us rejoice and be glad in it.
让我们在当中欢喜快乐。
Lord, help our hearts to prepare to be spoken by your voice and your message.
主，求你预备我们的心来接受你圣灵的话。
Be with me, I just need it because my voice is almost lost.
求你与我同在，因为我的声音几乎要失去了。
But I know that you will be able to speak through to the hearts of your brothers and sisters, your men and women, your children.
但是我知道你的话语今天要传讲我们弟兄姐妹。
So we thank you. We pray these things in Christ's name.
我这样感谢祷告，奉耶稣基督的名祈求。
Well, this morning we're going to be talking about parenting and spiritual formation of our children.
在今天早上我们要分享的是为人父母和孩子的灵命塑造。
I know this may not apply for all of you.
我知道这并不是对每一个在座的都是有就是有关的。
But we'll see that you remember that that the God that we worship is also we like to say our Abba Father, our Heavenly Father.
但是我们也知道我们所敬拜的父是我们所称为的阿爸天父。
And He is speaking and forming in us a new heart.
他在向我们的心说话，也重新更新塑造我们的生命。
And for some of you, you are actually spiritual fathers and mothers of young spiritual men and women.
对我们在座当中呢，其实你们也是属灵的父母。
So I would take the hope you that would take this message and allow it to give you some encouragement, but for us to also really pray for all the parents that are here.
我想借着这个信息给大家一些鼓励，也借此为在我们当中做父母的，为给他们一些祷告。
This morning's message is from Proverbs 22, verse 6.
今天早上的信息是从箴言22章6节。
It says, train up a child in the way he or she should go. Even when he or she is old, he or she will not depart from it.
这里讲到教养孩童使他走当行的道，就是到老他也不偏离。
We'll look at this a little bit closely a little bit later, but let me go over what I'll be speaking on this morning.
让我先看一下今天的大纲。
So first is the spiritual formation or the meta-narrative.
今天我们首先看到的是灵命塑造的这个叙事，整体的叙事。
Hopefully Steve translated that properly, meta-narrative, meaning an overarching theme.
这是一个整体的最重要的。
All right, the second one is the importance of spiritual formation.
第二个是灵命塑造的重要性。
And then teaching spiritual formation.
第三个是怎样教导灵命塑造。
All right, so I've heard you've been in the book of Proverbs for a while now. So what is the book of Proverbs about?
我知道大家在学箴言已经很久了。那箴言书这是关于讲的是什么呢？
Well, it's a book in the Bible that gives us principles of life.
这是一本圣经的一卷书，告诉我们关于生活的一些原则。
What is a proverb? It's basically a saying that expresses the general truth of godly living.
这个箴言是什么呢？箴言就是一个简单的说法，表达了一个实际敬虔生活的普遍道理。
So basically, a proverb is just a short and simple, memorable way to learn how to live in God's word.
所以箴言实际上就是一个很简短，但是呢又非常又难忘的形式，表达一种智慧。
Now for me, one of the hardest things about the book of Proverbs is how it's laid out.
对于我来说，关于箴言最难的一件事情就是它是怎么样布局的。
See, I'm a type A personality, so I need everything in order.
所以我是一个这个 A 类型的人，所以我想每一个叙述都是按着主题来的。
So if you ever read Proverbs, it's not laid out in order.
但是如果你真正来读箴言的话，你会看到说它不是按次序、按主题分的。
One sentence is about how I should live with my money.
这个前面一句讲说我怎么样应该使用钱财。
The next sentence is about how to, you know, how to be a good parent.
另外接下来一句呢，就讲说怎么样作为一个好的父母。
And then the next sentence is about anger.
接下来另外一句就讲说怎样对付怒气。
Now you might go, well, that has some sort of connection. See, Pastor Mike, it says money, parenting, and then as parents you get angry.
你可能想到这当中确实有一定的联系。
But I don't think it's like that.
但其实不是这样。
See, usually, when people say, oh, you know, when I read the Bible, I usually get stuck around Deuteronomy or Numbers.
当我们当中有些人说啊，当我读圣经的时候，我一读到申命记的时候，我就卡住了。
Some of you are laughing because I see that you just don't even get the Deuteronomies or Numbers.
但我们当中有些人笑，可能他们还没有读到《申命记》。
But for me, I usually get stuck in the book of Proverbs.
但是对于我来说，我读到箴言的时候就
，Usually when I was younger, I'd stop around chapter 6 and I would just be like, Why do you have to be written this way?
当我读到这个箴言，才读到第六章的时候，我就摸不着头脑了。
But over the years, I've learned that I need to read Proverbs slowly.And kind of methodically.
但是这些年我学到的功课就是我们应该慢慢的来读箴言。
Because when I slowly read it, I kind of look at a bigger picture of Proverbs.
当我仔细慢慢阅读、仔细思考的时候，我看到了整个图画。
And it really talks about these three meta narratives or these overarching themes.
它讲到这三个很重要的主题。
One is God.
第一个是神。
Next is man.
第二个是人。
And third is kingdom living.
第三个是讲到国度的生活。
Now what's great about this meta narrative, it's not just in the book of Proverbs, but it's in the whole Bible.
但是这三个大的主题并不只是在箴言，而是在整个圣经。
Now in the midst of all these meta narratives are these smaller little topics or narratives.
在这三个大主题的中间有很多小的主题或叙述。
And I'm glad you've been learning about those, and I'm glad that you're going to be learning more about them.
我很高兴你们在学当中的这些小的叙述跟主题。
Some of these topics range from wisdom and foolishness.
这讲到说做智慧和愚蠢。
To being work or diligent or lazy.
工作或懒惰。
Single and married.
单身或结婚。
Having children.
有孩童。
Learning how to be obedient.
怎样遵守这个。
How to deal with anger?
怎样面对愤怒?
What to do with your money if you're rich or poor?
怎样使用钱财?
And so on and so on.
或者以及以及。
See, there's tons of books, or tons of topics that you can learn about in the book of Proverbs.
在箴言里面涵盖了很多这样的主题。
But I don't want you to get distracted from all these little topics. You see, you can like read it and go, oh, I should do this. But then forget about this overarching theme.
但是我们大家在学习这些小的主题的时候，请大家不要错过这些三个大主题。
For example, let's look at the theme verse or today's message verse, Proverbs 22:6. It says, "Train up a child and he should go; even when he is old, he will not depart from it."
让我们看到今天的主题讲到说，教养孩童，使他走当行的道，就是到老。他也不偏离。
Because it doesn't tell you how you should train up a child. It doesn't tell you how you should be like a tiger mom or dragon mom.
这个经文没有告诉我们怎样教导孩子，是像这个虎妈还是龙妈。
It doesn't tell you how passive of a parent you should be. You should let your child do anything that they want.
他也没告诉我们说如何是怎么样被动，让孩子做他们任何想要做的事。
This verse doesn't tell you who should train up your child.
这个经文也没有讲说是谁应该教养孩子。
Should it be you as a parent?
是你作为父母吗？
Should it be me just as the pastor?
是我作为一个牧师吗？
Should it be their Monday through Friday teacher?
还是他们礼拜一到礼拜五在学校的老师？
Or should it be the church?
还是教会？
And it doesn't tell you what you should train your child into be.
他也没告诉我们说应该训练他们什么。
Because really, if you talk about any of those topics that we talked about before,They will be trained up in any one of those, right?
如果我们可以训练他们在箴言书里面刚才我们讲的每一个小的主题。
However, when we keep the big meta-narrative involved here,
但是当我们记住箴言书整本的叙述的时候，
we are to disciple them. We as parents are to disciple our children.
我们作为父母应该训练像门徒一样训练我们的孩子。
Not just so that they know the Lord,
使他们不仅仅在头脑上面知道耶和华。
But it's the song we sing because we worship the Lord.
而是他们成为耶和华的敬拜者。
Why do we worship the Lord?
为什么我们要敬拜耶和华呢？
I think James chose a great song, the cross, right? 四句诗 right? Song was the cross.
The cross, yeah. 刚才这个敬拜团队带领我们唱一首很好的诗歌，就是因为十字架。
It's because the Lord.Has restored us as man. God has restored man on the cross. That's why we are to worship the Lord.
因为上帝在十字架上恢复了人，给了他恩典。
And then, what do we do because Jesus has died for us on the cross?
那我们做什么？因着耶稣在十字架上为我们死呢？
We are to live our lives.
我们应该活出每天的生活生命。
Expressing this love that God has.
而表现出上帝给我们的这份爱。
All right, the second point is the importance of spiritual formation.
第二点，灵命塑造的重要性。
And it starts with two things.
它始于两点。
First is the proper foundation.
第一点呢是适当的根基。
And B is the spiritual formation of parents.
第二个呢是父母的灵命塑造。
I'm going to lay the proper foundation again, and this might seem a little small, so bear with me.
我们先复习一下这个根基。
I believe the proper foundation is laid out in the first nine chapters, but I know you've already covered some of these, so let me just review.
我们先来复习一下。
So the proper foundation is the fear of the Lord, it says in Proverbs 1:7, verse 7.
所以
the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge.
恰当的根基呢是敬畏耶和华。这里面讲到说敬畏耶和华是知识的开端。
Again, we can see some of it gets even smaller. this is Proverbs 2, verse 6. It says, For the Lord gives wisdom, from the mouth comes knowledge and understanding.
这里箴言讲到说这个
第六个
这里面讲到说耶和华赐人智慧。
Okay, and then lastly, and I'm just going to do three chapters here. So, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him and He will make your path straight.
在最后一个讲到说，你要专心仰赖耶和华，不可倚靠自己的聪明，在你一切所行的事上都要认定他。
So, just in these three chapters alone, the stress is on three things.
在这三章三节里面强调了三点。
It's fearing the Lord.
第一个，敬畏上帝。
It's finding knowledge and wisdom and understanding from the Lord.
第二个是向上帝寻求知识、智慧和聪明。
It's learning how to trust the Lord with all my heart, my mind, and my strength.
第三个是尽心、尽意和尽力仰赖耶和华。
And let's go into depth into those three areas.
让我们分别来看。
So fearing the Lord, what does that mean?
第一个，敬畏上帝，这是什么意思呢？
It just doesn't mean to acknowledge, or to know the Lord. Fearing the Lord means you have an understanding of the Almighty One. He's the Holy One.
而是在心里面认识到他是全能的，他是圣洁的。
That He is just.
他是公义的。
That because He is holy, He has no sin.
因为他是圣洁的，所以他是没罪的。
He hates sin.
他是记恨罪的。
Yet He is needs to be just.
而且他又是公义的。
And that God one day will judge all the sins of the world and He will judge all the people with their sins.
因着有一天最后的时候上帝会审判所有人的罪。
However, Christ's work on the cross wipes away all those sins.
但是耶稣在十字架上的工作消灭了一切罪。
And then the Holy Spirit dwells within me.
接着圣灵住在我们里面。
And when the Holy Spirit dwells in me,It rejoices when I obey Him. And then it stirs or is uneasy when I disobey.
所以当圣灵住在我里面的时候，当我顺服圣灵的时候，他就欢喜。当我不顺服他的时候呢，他就忧愁。
If I could summarize that, fear the Lord, okay, because He's holy. Why? Because we're sinful.
我稍微总结一下，我们敬畏上帝，因为他是圣洁的。
Remember, the good news is that our sin is wiped away because of Jesus Christ.
但大家记住，我们好消息就是耶稣基督，他的工作消灭了一切罪。
Second is finding knowledge, wisdom, and understanding from the Lord.
第二个是向上帝寻求知识、智慧和聪明。
Basically, how do we live life?
我们如何生活？
How do we live life in both the trials and the joys?
不论是在试炼当中，还是在我们快乐的当中。
But how to live the joyful moments and the trial moments, but with character.
在不论是在喜乐还是在试炼当中，都有最好的品格。
And the sentence doesn't stop there. It's not just with character, but it honors the Lord. See, it's not just so that you look like a good person, but it's worshipful to the Lord.
而这不仅仅是有一个用好的品格来面对生活中的境遇。
And how does God share with us how do we live our lives?
那上帝怎么样告诉我们怎么样过我们的生活呢？
With the Bible.
用圣经他的话语
He writes this wonderful book
他给我们这么一个美好的书
that shares forth of his love
来分享他的爱
shares forth how we are to live our lives
来分享他我们怎么样能够活出他的心意
and the third point is trust in the Lord with all our heart, mind, and strength
第三个尽心尽意尽力仰赖耶和华
we trust the Lord with all the areas of our life
我们在生活生命中的每一部分都仰赖耶和华。
Our successes,
我们的成功
and our failures,
我们的失败。
We trust the Lord with all that we have, whether it's rich or poor.
我们把所有的都仰赖耶和华，无论我们是富足的还是贫穷的。
Whether the past or the present or the future.
无论是过去、现在还是将来。
We trust the Lord with our spouses or with our children.
我们把我们的配偶和我们的孩子仰赖耶和华。
Ultimately, are we able, and I think you guys do this in retreat sometimes, you have a blank piece of paper and you just write your name on it, and I trust my life with the Lord.
我们有的时候在这个营会的时候会讲说一张白纸上面写上我的名字说我要全心仰赖耶和华。
So once we have a good grasp of these three areas,
当我们对这三个方面有一个好的把握的时候
then it's taught from the father or mother to the child.
是从父亲或者母亲教给孩子。
Now, I didn't want to give, because I know my message is really long. It actually has to be really short because of the translation, so I apologize for that.
我的信息本来很短的，但是因为翻译就变得很短。
But I know when I was praying about this, what is the biggest thing that I would love a parent to form in their child's heart?
当我在预备这段讲道，我在思想说，父母给孩子他们最重要的是什么？
And that's love.
那是就是爱。
Unconditional love.
无条件的爱。
You know, as I was thinking about this, I was thinking about my daughter, and I wanted to give her unconditional love. That I would lay my life down for my daughter, Maddie.
我在准备的时候，我就想到我的女儿，我要怎样爱她，把我的生命，即使牺牲我的生命来爱她。
And if there's one greatest thing I would love to form in my daughter's heart is love. And it's not for me. It's only that God expresses His love through His Son.
对，而不是是上帝借着我把这个爱彰显给他。
Now, it's my 12th year serving in full-time ministry.
这是我全职第十二年。
I think my 21st year serving in some sort of youth ministry.
我服侍青少年儿童第二十一年。
And yet, all those years, only my second year as a dad.
这么多年里面，我只是第二年做父亲。
However, some of the hardest parts of ministry has been parents coming up to me and saying that their son or daughter has walked away.
但是这么多年服侍的经历，让我最痛苦的就是孩子的家长来到我的面前说，我的孩子远离神，离开他的信仰。
Now, some of the reasons why they may not have accepted Christ or have a relationship with Christ is because the parents themselves didn't become a believer until they were a little bit older and that their child was maybe in middle school or high school.
有的时候这个父母到孩子这个青少年的时候才信主，他们那时候他们已经上中学了。
And so that's very hard. Another hard part is usually when a parent and their child, come to church Fridays and Sunday mornings.
另外一种情况是，这个孩子的家长跟孩子礼拜五和礼拜天来到教会。
But their child never developed that relationship with the Lord.
但是这个孩子从来跟耶稣没有关系。
And I don't know the reason, but I do know that sometimes God is not stressed as number one. See, the meta-narrative, God was not stressed.
我不知道原因，但是有其中一个原因就是说，上帝并没有把他们并没有把上帝当作最重要的来看待。
But everything else was stressed more important.
其他的每一个方面他们都强调，但是没有强调上帝。
So sadly, sometimes on Sunday morning here, I sometimes see them studying for their Monday morning homework.
所以有的时候我看到他们礼拜天来到教会的时候，他们带的是礼拜一的作业。
Sometimes it's not even the Monday morning homework; it's the Sunday afternoon Chinese school.
有的时候呢，是礼拜天下午要上中文学校的课本。
And so, again, what is the stress there?
另外，就是我让我们看到说我们所重视的是什么。
And still other times, the hardest for me over the years has been a child and family. They come here, Friday night, Sunday, they serve, they watch their parents serve, and yet for some reason their heart is so hard.
让我最心痛的就是看到有些家庭他们的父母非常尽心尽力的服侍主。他们也看到他们服侍，但是这孩子的心是确实非常的刚硬。
And we really don't know why they never developed that relationship with the Lord.
那我们确实不知道他们为什么从来没有跟上帝有关系。
It is so hard on these parents.
那对父母来说是非常令他们非常难过。
It's actually really hard for me as a pastor to hear that and actually just watch it happen.
作为牧师。让我看到这样的事情发生，我的心也是非常非常沉重。
So as you can see, this is so important, spiritual formation. Not all of it is going to happen for them to know the Lord, but we need to pray, encourage, and live our lives as Jesus Christ.
所以属灵的塑造，我们需要很努力的来塑造、改变我们的生命。在他们面前有这样一个榜样。
So again, before you can teach spiritual formation to your children, remember it needs to be formed in your own heart first.
所以当你在向你的孩子传授这样的知识，这样的灵命塑造的时候，你自己的灵命要更新。
Okay, so the third point this morning is teaching spiritual formation to others or teaching formation to our children.
第三点就是。向我们的孩子来教导我们的孩子。
And there could be so many things I could talk about here, but I'm only going to talk about four, okay?
我在这里可以讲很多点，但是这里我强调四点。
Okay, one is don't be compartmental.
第一个就是我们不要把这分隔开来。
Certain moments count more than others.
第二个就是某些时刻更重要。
Requires discipline.
第三个，这需要纪律。
And then relationship is a necessity.
和孩子之间的关系是最主要的。
So let's look at the first one. Basically, what we're doing is, as a parent, you're seeing that it's going from left to right. So it's going from milk to meat.
所以我们作为这个父母，就是把孩子从左边带到右边，从这个牛奶到肉这个过程。
And if you're a parent, you know that this is the 18-year time window.
如果你作为一个父母，你知道这是18年的。
You have 18 years when the child first only drinks milk until they only want steak.
你从这个孩子最小的出生的开始，他们只要喝牛奶，到18岁的时候，他们只吃肉。
Some of you who are older know that, Pastor Mike, no, it's not until 18. Tell my son or daughter 21, 25 now.
现在有的时候就是21岁到25岁。
Okay, you guys didn't get that joke, but hopefully you did. Maybe you're 21 and 25 and embarrassed you, but you're probably maybe still living in your house. If you are, then you should.
有的时候我们孩子到21岁或到25岁的时候还住在家里，那个时候你就让他们应该让他们出去。
That's okay. But as you can see, Paul writes a little bit about this, and for time's sake, I won't get into these verses, but you can copy these down.
保罗在这里面跟这个教导哥林多的教会，因为时间关系，我们就不更多的分享。
Okay, so the reason why I talk about this meta narrative is, for example, Proverbs 22 verse 7.
当我讲到这三个最重要的主题的时候，就讲到说箴言22章第7节。
Okay, so don't be compartmental, be meta-narrative, or be overarching. So when we looked at, I didn't put the verse here. So 22 verse 7 is, the rich rules over the poor, the borrower is the slave of the lender.
在箴言22章第七节讲到说，富户管辖穷人，欠债的是债主的仆人。
Sorry, I don't have it. If you have your Bible, it's the next verse down from Train Your Child. Okay, so it's the next verse down.
他是这个讲到说，教导我们孩子的下一节就讲到这个富户和欠债。
So talk about being rich or poor.
所以他讲到说，富足跟贫穷。
Well, when you teach your kids about being rich and poor, do you teach them that we're stewards of God? That actually we owe God, or it's God's. So we're only stewards. It's everything God and 0% us.
所以当我们讲到这富足跟贫穷的时候，我们有跟他们分享说，我们是上帝财富的管家吗？这百分之百都是上帝的。
If you're wealthy, do you talk to your kids about how important that wealth is?
当你跟你的孩子分享说这财富有多么重要的时候，
What do we do with it? Do we go and buy the latest iPhone?
但我们怎样使用这些财富呢？是我们去买这个最新的 iPhone 吗？
Or do we share that with maybe the people that are hurting? For example, Puerto Rico, California, Houston, Florida, and all the parents that have wonderfully taken care of you all these years and have sent you here to take care of your parents back at home because they are in need as well.
还是当我们有这财富的时候，我们想要分享跟有需要的弟兄姐妹，比如说我们在波多黎各、在加利福尼亚、在休斯顿各地受到灾害的弟兄姐妹，还有比如说我们在这个国内的父母，他们现在需要的照顾。
And since we're at church, I might as well talk about due tithe.
当我们在教会的时候，我们分享说我们有奉献吗？
What I don't want you to do is teach your child that just wisdom or earthly wisdom is the only way.
我想跟大家特别强调的是，我们不要跟我们的孩子只分享那种属世的智慧。
Now, I'm not saying education is bad. I'm saying education is very good, and I want your child to be, you know, wise. Okay?
我并在这里请大家不要误会我，我并不是说教育是坏的。
But I don't want them to make that number one and God number two.
但是我不想让这些其他的成为生命中的第一优先，而上帝只是第二。
What I was trying to do with this circles here is to show that we live our lives sometimes without God in any of those circles.
有的时候我跟大家分享这些圆圈的时候，就说有的时候我们过我们的生命，在这每一个圆圈里面好像其实没有上帝。
Right? These are my emotions, God. This is who I understand God as. This is my time only with my spouse. This is my only time with my child. This is what I do with my schoolwork. This is how I do this. This is how I do work. See how everything is, and then God is its own separate circle.
对，我们在过我们生命的时候，我们把它分成每一个圆圈，这个圆圈里面我们都以自我为中心来生活，而上帝呢只是在这个圆圈之外有一个另外的圆圈。
That's not how it's supposed to go.
但那不是这样的。
It looks just like Proverbs, doesn't it?
那好像就像箴言所
讲， It's all over the place.
好像到处都是。
But no, if you see it, God, which is great about Proverbs, see, he puts himself in each one of these chapters. And so if you put God in your emotions, God at work, God in your studies, God with your spouse, God with your children. You see, God is in everyone. He's not a separate category, but he is in everything part of your life.
但就像箴言一样，上帝在每一章里面，上帝呢，也在我们这每一个生命的圆圈里面。
Okay, so let me read this. If we focus on the small narratives, we just learn to become good people.
当我们只专注于这每一个叙述的时候，我们只是要成为一个好人。
If we focus on the big narrative,
但是当我们看到这整个重要的一个叙述的时候，
the focus is on God and what he has done for us.
那焦点就是上帝和他为我们所做的。
He gives us an example of how to live our lives.
我们要做一个怎么样的过一个怎样的生活。
Right.So let's go on to the second point. So, certain moments in time count more others.
在有些时间呢是更重要的。
Now you're all looking at this picture and going, Pastor Mike, I'm not 2 to 5. I'm not fifth and eighth grade anymore. Maybe one person here. Hi, Lydia. And so you're like, well, this is way past our time.
你看这照片, 你可以想到说, 哎, 我不是2到3岁, 我已经过了8年级的时间了。
So what physiologists, child psychologists, what else do I have? Biologists, they all understand this whole thing of the synaptic area. Okay, so this is like how your nerves, like in neurons, like fire through. They go through these like synaptic, you know, wires, pretend wires inside your body. Okay.
所以很多生理学家、生物学家和心理这个学家发现呢，孩子的发展有经过这个神经的连接。
And at certain times of life, these synapses form or are solid more times than they are when they're younger in life than when they're older in life.
在人生的一些特别的特定的时间里面，这些连接比其他的时间更迅速。
And this usually happens around 2 to 3 years old or around middle school.
这一般发生在两个阶段，一个是2到3年级的时候，另外一个发生在中学的。
So if you help them right around 2 to 3 year old, and I see Suzanne, our sister Suzanne, who serves in our 2 to 3 year old class, you know, this is a great time. If you're thinking about serving the 2 to 3 year old, you should go and talk to Suzanne. But right now, the 2 to 3 year olds, see, they're learning the most. And so if you want them to teach and learn about who God is, you just remember certain things. God loves you. God died for you. Right? God loves you. God died for you. You can just settle with those things. Okay?
当我们当中有Suzanne姐妹来在教2到3岁的孩子，在这2到3岁的时候呢，是最重要的。你要跟他们分享说，上帝爱你，他是你的天父。
And so, these are pretty perfect times. However, if those aren't repeated, they're lost.
但是如果这样的 没有重复的话，很快就会消失。
And as you can see, one without any tentacles, they call this pruning. I don't need that.
所以如果没有这样的连接的话呢，它就会被剪除。
So if that's not repeated during the times of 2 to 3 year old, and then at middle school, these critical important years, it's lost.
所以在这一些特别关键的时间点上，如果没有这样教导神的爱的时候，很快就会流失。
Because if you ask most Asian Americans or young adults that have grown up in the United States, they'll say, when did you accept Jesus Christ? They'll either say, when I was 2 to 5 years old, or they'll say, when I was in middle school, when I made a decision for Jesus Christ.
所以你当你问儿童的时候，问他们什么时候来接受神的时候，他们常常讲说，2到5岁或者在中学的时候。
So when's the best time to sit down and read the Bible with your kids?
所以什么时间最好跟你的孩子坐下来读圣经给他？
2 to 5 years old and in middle school, you don't want to sit down and read them. You can do that, okay? But the best is maybe to disciple them when they're in middle school.
所以最好的时候就是2到5岁的时候呢，跟他们读圣经；等他们到中学的时候呢，就训练他们成为门徒。All right,
I'm getting low on time. So third, I'll really be really brief, okay? So just 3 points, requires discipline, okay? Spiritual formation requires discipline.
第三个，这属灵的成长需要纪律。It's
all in the Proverbs too, okay? So discipline is needed, okay?
我们知道在箴言里面反复的强调，这样的纪律是需要的。Discipline
needs to be done in love, not in anger.
这样的纪律需要用爱来执行，而不是在愤怒当中。And
then discipline needs to be done more when they're younger than when they're older.
在年龄较小的时候，他们需要更多的纪律。Okay,
if you want to hear more, you can go to the parenting class that I teach later.
我在教会也在讲一个这个教养子女的班。
Okay, so the last point in teaching spiritual formation, which is really tough, and I'm praying for you, is relationship.
I've
covered both the Old Testament and the New Testament here, okay?
我不断新约跟旧约都反复的强调。Instead
of reading that, just remember where it comes from, Deuteronomy 6, 7 through 9, okay, and then Ephesians 6, verse 4. You can also
在《申命记》第6章第7到第9节和《以弗所书》6章4节里面都反复强调。
Now, A lot of times we bring up Deuteronomy 6, 7, and 9. It says, "Hear, O Israel," right? It starts off like that and says, "You shall teach them." This is how you should teach them, okay? And then it says, you should sit at your house, okay? So sit at your house, meaning sit at a table, eat a meal together, eat dinner together, eat lunch together if you can, but each at least eat dinner together.
所以这里面讲说，第一个讲说你无论坐在家里，那这里面讲坐在家里，就是在家里面一起吃饭，早餐、午餐、晚餐，但至少要有一餐。
We give you other ideas. We give you these parent sheets to go bring home so you can, you know, make a dinner. You can build a craft. You can, you know, find a board game. If you don't have board games, you can come see me. You can borrow any one of my board games. You can build puzzles with them. You just need to sit down and just put things. You're like, what do I do? And then in the midst of that, there's conversation that happens.
所以我们就是想尽各样的方法，让我们的父母跟孩子有更多的交流，跟他们花时间在一起。当花时间在一起的时候，就有很有意义的交流。
Yeah, it says when you lie down, when you rise up. So when they sleep, you tuck them in, you give them a kiss, you put the, you know, you give them, you know, milk and cookies. I don't know, you give them like tang yuan before they sleep. You give them something so that you're spending time with them at night.
所以他这里面讲说，躺下起来，就是你把他孩子。 这个送上床，或者你给他一个饼干，不管怎么样子，花那点很宝贵的时间给他。
Says when you rise up, okay?
当你起来的时候。
So when you wake up, okay? It's not so they go what? No, you're already awake. You're loving on your son or daughter. You're making them food, right? You're actually opening up God's word. You're learning from God's word first. You're praying for them. You're praying that they would have safety and protection for that day.
所以当我们起来的时候，我们父母先寻求神，我们为我们的孩子祷告，我们为他们做早餐，来服侍他们。Now,
as you can see, I'm walking back and forth. This also says when you walk with them.
这里面讲说我的这个走来走去，行在路上。Now,
most of you as students here at Pitt or CMU or Duquesne, you walk a lot, okay? Or maybe because we have a great transportation, you walk around, you know, Pittsburgh a lot. I don't walk around, so I have this nice little counter that counts how many steps I take.
你们作为学生常常走，但是我走的不多。
But what this means nowadays, okay, in modern times, what it means by you walk with them, it means when you're in the car with them.
但是这常常意味着当你在开车跟他们在车里的时候。
When you're taking them to school, when you're taking them to soccer practice, when you're taking them to piano practice, when you're taking them to violin practice, when you're taking them to dancing classes, when you're taking them something else, you're taking something. You guys know what I mean. Especially for those parents, you're like, yeah, I know what that means.
So when
you're in the car with them, you engage with them, you have conversations with them.
你跟他们交谈,
hey, how was practice today?
这个, you know? 今天的这个比赛怎么样?
Did you shoot a basket? What did you learn?
你学到什么?
Ask them questions and hopefully they'll talk to you.
问他们问题。
Okay, the New Testament passage is from Ephesians 6. It just says, don't provoke them to anger, you know, do not provoke your children. Okay, so this is about communication.
在以弗所书讲到说，你们做父亲的不要惹儿女的气。
And this is so important because
这个非常非常重要。
You don't want communication to stop.
你不想要这沟通停止。
Because if communication between you or your son or daughter stops, something's wrong and you're in trouble.
当那个沟通停止的时候，就有一些事情很严重的错发。
I say that with a smile, but I am just smiling because I need to pray for you more.
我好像跟大家讲的时候，我要带着笑容，但其实我真是有的时候很难过，我要为大家祷告。
Okay, it's like when my child, she's at home and she's not saying anything. It's very quiet.
所以让我的孩子，他在家里面，坐在家里面，but
she's awake.
不跟我讲话。
And she's awake. It usually means a bad thing. She's doing something that I'm not knowing about. Okay.
但是她确实是醒的，所以呢，这常常。
So when they get older, if your child or your friend isn't talking to you, it's probably not a good sign.
当你这个年龄增长的时候，你的朋友或你的孩子不跟你讲话的时候，这就说明很大的问题。
And if it's like that, I encourage you to pray, but not just pray, but you know what? Do something extra special for them. Show them that you have been listening to them. And you do something special for them. So if they like unicorns, you give them a huge unicorn. You dress up like a unicorn. You know, you do whatever a unicorn wants to do. Okay? But anyways, That's just an example. You don't have to do that one.
所以跟大家讲的就是要大家为我们的孩子更多的祷告，而且为他们做一些很特别的事情。
So let me close for now.
让我今天做一个总结。
I'm just reminded of our Heavenly Father.
我在这里面想到我们在天上的父。
There's an English song Chris Tomlin sings. It's called Good, Good Father.
在这个 Chris Tomlin 一个有一首歌叫做良这个美好美好的天父。
If you haven't heard it, I think you haven't listened to K-Love in a while.
如果你还没有听的话，就在这个 K-Love 这个电台。
If you don't listen to K-Love, you can open up a YouTube and listen to Find Good Good Father.
就在 YouTube 上面也有。
But anyways, it's a song that reminds us how good of a dad we have, right? Heavenly Father that we have.
这首歌再次提醒我们，我们在天上的天父对我们是多么的好。
He has lavished us with love.
他把他的爱倾倒给我们。
He writes a book, it's called the Bible, about his love for us.
他写了一本书，就是在圣经，告诉我们他的爱。
And the best thing is he sends his son for us.
最好的是他把他的儿子献给我们。
To show us how to live life.
来告诉我们怎么样来过今生的生活。
And to die for our sins.
他也为我们的罪而死。
So that he would worship the Father.
所以我们可以能够敬拜上帝。
We have an amazing Father, don't we?
我们有一个奇妙伟大的天父，是吗？
Lord, help us be good parents to our children.
帮助我们成为一个好的父母。
Let me pray real quick.
让我们来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this morning.
我们慈爱的天父，我们为早上这段时间向你献上感恩。
Lord, thank you for being a great father to us.
谢谢你，你是那美好的天父。
Wow, such a wonderful love for us through Jesus.
你的爱是在耶稣基督里面是何等的奇妙。
Help those of us who are parents, including myself.
帮助我们这些做父母的。
To learn how to love our children as you have loved us.
来学习怎样。像你一样爱我们一样来爱我们的孩子。
We pray this in Christ's name.
我奉耶稣基督的名祷告。